For the second time this week, the Supreme Court has dealt a major blow to President Trump, today blocking the administration's attempt to end DACA by a 5-4 majority.
Chief Justice John Roberts again siding with the court's liberals, upholding President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which stopped deportations for about 700,000 immigrants brought into this country illegally as young people before a certain date. The Trump administration tried to end DACA in 2017, but today the court said the move was arbitrary and capricious, and in effect that they did it in the wrong way. President Trump shot back on Twitter, calling the decision horrible and politically charged. Dahlia Lithwick, who covers courts and the law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Dahlia, the court ruled that the Department of Homeland Security violated the Administrative Procedure Act when it ordered the end of DACA at the request of former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. That's what I meant when I said they did it wrong. Could you put that in more eloquent language? What was the court's reasoning?
Robin, I think they did it wrong captures it perfectly, actually. It essentially means that you can't do shoddy legal work when you rescind DACA. And the ruling essentially said that the government, the Department of Homeland Security, just failed to justify why they were ending the program. They didn't take into consideration the effects it would have to rescind DACA. And Chief Justice Roberts was very clear to say, we did not decide whether DACA is a sound policy or whether the rescission is a sound policy. But the agency didn't comply with the hoops they needed to go through to rescind it, and therefore the whole thing is unlawful.
Well, we're hearing your fellow legal minds say that the court, in its decision, laid out how to do it the right way. So what does this mean for the approximately 700,000 DACA recipients? Is this still a way for the Trump administration to go back at this?
That's exactly right. This was by no means a decision on the merits. As I said, the chief did not jump in and say DACA is unlawful on its merits. It, in some sense, created a roadmap and said, if DHS really wants to do this, these are the correct hoops. Dot your I's, cross your T's, and come back and see us when you've done it correctly. So it does mean that those 700,000 dreamers are certainly safe from deportation imminently, but it doesn't give them the kind of constitutional backstop that says the whole thing could never have been done lawfully.
Of course, we'll talk about the politics about of this elsewhere. You know, President Trump would probably have to win re-election to have the time to do that. But the court's other conservative justices outside of Roberts dissented from the majority. What did they say?
They dissented essentially saying that the court doesn't get to decide why an agency does what it does or how it does what it does. Clarence Thomas, writing for most of the dissenters, said the decision to countermand an unlawful agency action is clearly reasonable so long as the agency's determination of illegality is sound. Our review should be at an end. In other words, not our place to ask how they did it. They did it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah. And as we said, Chief Justice Roberts sides with the liberal justices here in this 5-4 decision. He and Justice Gorsuch also joined them in Monday's landmark ruling that granted protections to LGBTQ workers. We're hearing, don't interpret this as John Roberts has suddenly become a liberal. What, in your mind, is the significance of his rulings, his record?
It has been a fascinating week, Robin. He seems to be the new Anthony Kennedy, maybe more Anthony Kennedy than the old Anthony Kennedy, insofar as he has thrown in with the liberal justices on two of the most consequential cases this term. I think we have a bunch more cases coming down at us, and we'll see what happens. But it is very, very clear that he is not the doctrinaire Federalist Society John Roberts. We all believed him to be. He is most certainly in play.
Could he be looking also to history and to public opinion?
I think a little bit, and I think it, this case to me sounds in the key of last year's census case, where he said, look, I may not disagree with your motives here, but don't give me shoddy, sloppy lawyering and ask me to cover for you. So I think in a little bit of a sense, this is an easy case for him because it was just handled so poorly in the Trump administration. Huh. On both this and on the Title VII cases, I do think okay. He's a little bit looking to be on the right side of history.
Dahlia Lithwick, her podcast Amicus. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.